This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed between us and between His mercy different means and ways to attain that mercy, some of which is wajib, obligatory, and some of which is voluntary. And one of the greatest obligatory actions that connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that bring true faith and devotion into our hearts, and a real sense of honesty, is the sense of honesty and the ability to fulfill our entrustment. And many of us genuinely believe we have this characteristic. When we go to sleep at night and we think about ourselves, we think, I'm an honest person. I am a trustworthy person. We think, I wouldn't steal from someone else. I don't typically lie. Therefore, I am an honest person. But in reality, what we are doing is we are failing to understand the concept of entrustment in Islam and of honesty in Islam. We are narrowing down the definition to fit into our behavior as it exists, rather than pushing us to meet the definition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets in terms of being a person who truly fulfills their entrustment, who is truly trustworthy, who truly is honest. A man came to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to him, "Mata sa'a? When is the hour? When will the day of judgment happen?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, he remained silent at first, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until people around the Prophet began to speculate, some of the Sahaba, saying maybe he didn't hear the question. But finally the Prophet spoke. And he said, إِذَا ضُيِّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةِ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ, that when the entrustment is lost, then await the hour. When honesty between people is lost, then await the hour. And the power of that statement of our Prophet ﷺ cannot be understated. Because it's as if the Prophet ﷺ is linking the heavens and the earth, the establishment of this entire temporal world that we are in, is connected to the value of establishing honesty and trust. It's as if the Prophet ﷺ is saying that what will cause the destruction of this world, it will fall apart. The mountains will turn to dust. Earthquakes will happen everywhere in this earth. What will cause the instability of this world to the point that the hour will take place is when people cannot trust one another anymore. The entrustment is gone. And yet we keep belittling and degrading and narrowing the idea of being trustworthy. I'm not the kind of person who would pickpockets, therefore I'm trustworthy. We narrow the definition, and the Prophet ﷺ expands the definition. We think of it as this small thing, and our Sharia tells us it's this massive thing. And so look at the different ayats and a hadith of our Prophet ﷺ, and ask yourself, is this value of fulfilling entrustments just a matter of speaking the truth every once in a while and not stealing, putting your hand in someone else's pocket? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَخُونُوا اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ وَتَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. O you who believe, do not betray Allah and His Messenger and betray all that you are entrusted with while you know. Don't betray Allah Don't betray the messenger of Allah. This isn't about just returning something someone gave you to hold on to. This isn't just, I don't shoplift. Allah is telling you, do not betray Allah and His messenger. Meaning you have obligations in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You think you're trustworthy because when your neighbor lets you borrow his lawnmower, you gave it back? Yes, that's part of trustworthiness. But there's more than that. Allah entrusted you with things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entrusted you with things. Of those things Allah entrusted you with is the Quran itself. Are we upholding that entrustment? Are we really people who are trustworthy and fulfill the entrustment? And he says, do not betray Allah or His messenger or amanatikum, or all of your many entrustments. That's in the plural, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you there are many entrustments that you have. There are many things in your life that you are entrusted to. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you, الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة وأداء الأمانة كفارة لما بينهما. That the five daily prayers are an expiation of the sins that happen between them. When you pray your five daily prayers, you're wiping out the sins that happen in between these prayers. And Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, when you attend Jumu'ah from 1 week to the next week, they wipe out the sins between them. This means the sins other than the major sins. And he says, Ada al-amana, fulfilling the entrustment. Now realize, five daily prayers happens every day. Jumu'ah happens every week. And he includes fulfilling the entrustment in this hadith. Because you're not entrusted with something once in a while. You are constantly being entrusted. If not by other human beings, then by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger. So are you fulfilling those entrustments? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِضْمِنُوا لِي سِتْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَضْمِنْ لَكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. He said, guarantee six things from yourselves, and I shall guarantee for you paradise. What are these six things? He said, أُصْدِقُوا إِذَا حَدَّثْتُمْ وَأَوْفُوا إِذَا وَاعَدْتُمْ وَأَدُّوا إِذَا اؤْتُمِنْتُمْ وَاحْفُظُوا فُرُوجَكُمْ وَغَضُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ وَكُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ. He said, speak the truth if you speak, and if you promise, fulfill your promise, and if you are entrusted, fulfill that entrustment, and lower your gaze and protect your private parts, and withhold your hand from harming others. Three out of the six have to do with this concept of being honest and being trustworthy. Three out of the six that will guarantee for you paradise. That you are honest, that you fulfill your vow, your word means something, and that when you're entrusted, you fulfill that entrustment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, the sign of the hypocrite is three things. If he speaks, he lies. If he promises, he breaks his promise. And if he's entrusted, he betrays what he is entrusted with. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من كانت فيه خصلة منون كانت فيه خصلة من النفاق. He said, whoever retains one of these attributes, one of these characteristics, then he has retained a characteristic of hypocrisy. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له. There is no faith to the one who has no honesty. What does this mean? It means faith, it means iman. Faith in Allah cannot be complete, cannot be genuine, cannot be real, cannot be effective if the person doesn't have honesty. It doesn't matter how much you've prayed or you've fasted or you've gone for hajj, there is no true or deep faith to the one who has no honesty. وَلَا دِينَ لِمَنْ لَا عَهْدَ لَهُ. And there is no religion to the one who has no promise. Meaning there is no promise the person makes that they're going to uphold. There's no religion for this person. To help you understand how important, how indispensable this characteristic is, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَدِّ الْأَمَانَةَ لِمَنْ اِتَّمَنَكَ وَلَا تَخُنْ مِنْ خَالَكَ. He said, fulfill the entrustment to the one who has entrusted you, and do not deceive the one who has deceived you. That's powerful when you think about it. So someone trusts you with something, fulfill that entrustment. How about the one who deceived you? And subhanAllah, the fuqaha even talk about the concept of, let's say, someone took money from you. They took $1,000 that belongs to you. And you have a chance to steal that $1,000 from them. You have a chance to grab some of their property that also is worth $1,000. Can you do that? They say no. SubhanAllah. Because you are allowed to take your rights back, but not by means that are deceitful. Because you have to uphold that concept of honesty and trustworthiness. We look at our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he is performing the hijrah from Mecca to Medina, and he leaves behind him Ali radiallahu anhu. And we tell this story to our kids. And we say he left Ali in his bed so that they could see someone is sleeping while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left already. And that's part of the reason for sure. But there's another reason the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Ali radiallahu anhu back in Mecca when he went for his hijrah. And that reason was that Quraysh, so many of them entrusted our Prophet. There were no banks or vaults or things like that. If you didn't want to leave all of your possessions in your house, worried that someone might steal from your house, you looked for a trustworthy person. And you said, hey, can you hold on to some of this money that belongs to me? Or some of these valuables that belong to me? And who was more trustworthy than a Sadiq al-Amin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people went to him and entrusted him. Even some of the enemies of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who slandered him, who attacked him, they gave him some of their possessions and said, can you hold on to it? And the Prophet left Ali radiallahu anhu because he wanted someone to return those possessions. If he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the people and said, hey, take your stuff back, I'm leaving, they would know he's leaving. He didn't want them to know he's leaving. So he left Ali to give it back to them. But why didn't our Prophet say, these are the people trying to kill me? These are the people putting a ransom on me. I might as well just take their money for my sake. Or these are the people taking the money of the Sahaba who left for Hijrah, forcing them to leave their homes and their properties. I will take their money in return for what they've done to the Sahaba. But he didn't do that, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because he says, وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكَ. Do not deceive the one who has even deceived you. These are the ethics of the Muslim. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to us, أَرْبَعَةٌ إِن كُنَّ فِيكَ فَلَا عَلَيْكَ مَا فَاتَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. They said, there are four things. If you have these four things, there is nothing in this dunya that you have lost. There is nothing in this dunya that have passed by you. حِفْثُ الْأَمَانَةِ وَصِدْقُ الْحَدِيثِ وَحُسْنُ الْخَلِيقَةِ وَعِفَّةٌ فِي الطُّعْمَةِ. He said, protection of your entrustment, fulfilling the entrustment, and being truthful in your speech, and having beauty in your character, and having chastity in your desires, moderating your appetite. Nothing in the dunya has got by you if you have these four things. No job, no money, no opportunity. If you have these four things, any ladha, any sweetness, any luxury, any beauty, any peace of mind that exists in this dunya, you already got it. But you have to have these four things. And so if we do these things, and we put them into our mindset, you will find the rewards of them in the dunya and in the akhirah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that when the person is walking across the sirat, when they're walking across the sirat and they see the hellfire, and they're shaking, worried about falling into the hellfire. The Prophet ﷺ said, two things will be sent to the side of the person, and they will uphold the person. They're going to fall this way from the sirat, they will push them up. They're going to fall this way, they push them up. What are they? One is silat rahim, your kinship, maintaining your family relationships, having good relationships with your family. And on the other side, al-amana, your entrustments, fulfilling the entrustment to those who are around you. And not just your entrustment to the people, but your entrustment to Allah and to His Messenger. Ask yourself about all the entrustments Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us. Isn't our prayer an entrustment that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us? Isn't the Qur'an an entrustment that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us? Are we striving to memorize it, to learn it, to understand it, to teach it to the next generation? Isn't this an entrustment Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us? Isn't the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an entrustment that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us? Are we striving to understand the life of the Prophet, understand his sunnah, understand how he lived his life, to implement it into our lives, to teach it into our children? Isn't this an entrustment from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we fulfilling that entrustment? Are we fulfilling the entrustment to the Muslims around us? Ask yourself that. Forget about even the Muslims all across the world. Ask yourself about the Muslims in this city, even that we are in. Do you know how many Muslims in this city go to the food bank to get food? Do you know that there are Muslims who struggle with food in this city that we live in? Yes, this is a fact. Are we fulfilling our entrustments to our brothers and our sisters in Islam? The Prophet ﷺ said, he is not a believer, the one who goes to sleep and his stomach is full, and his neighbor goes to sleep and his stomach is empty. Do we even know the state of our neighbors? Do we even know if they have food or not? Have we fulfilled the entrustments that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, Al-mu'min man amanahu nas ala amwalihim wa anfusihim. The believer is the one whom the people feel trust with them, they feel safe with them over their wealth and over their lives. And again here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is tying iman, faith, in what? Your ability to be honest, your ability to fulfill entrustments, your ability to be trustworthy. And now ask yourself this question. If you want to know, what level of iman do you have? Do the people around you trust you? Do other Muslims feel safe with you? Do they feel as though they can trust you? Do your friends, do your neighbors, do your family feel like they can trust you with their property, with their name and their honor and their reputation, with their money, with their children? Do they feel like they can trust you? Ask yourself that question. Do they feel comfortable if you're speaking about them? Or do they feel that you're going to harm their honor and their reputation? Are people afraid of you? Afraid of giving you responsibility? Afraid of you deceiving them? Afraid of you backbiting and gossiping about them? Afraid of you revealing their secrets? This is a really important test to evaluate yourself. Do you protect the trust and the secrets of people even if you're in a fight with them? Do you protect the honor and the name of other people even if you're upset with them? Do you protect the wealth and the reputation of your business partner or your former business partner even if you're in a fight with them or you're going to dissolve your business? Do you protect the name and the reputation of your spouse or even your former spouse if you're in a fight with them or going through a divorce? These are really important questions, because the Prophet says, Al-Mu'min, the believer, the real believer, is the one that the people, not necessarily the believers, the other Muslims, the people, the nas, the people, feel safe with them over their wealth and over their selves. So do others feel safe in us? Because when we can't trust one another, there is no community. When we can't trust each other, there is no community. Wallahi, even the masjid becomes like a bank. People walk into the bank to do a transaction and to leave. When there's no trust with each other, there's no community. There's no love. There's no brotherhood. There's no ummah. And that's why the message was revealed to As-Sadiq al-Amin, the one of trustworthiness and truthfulness, so that the community would gather around him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we don't have that, it's a fracturing of an ummah, a fracturing of a community, a fracturing of humanity. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا ضُيِّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةِ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ. When honesty and trust is lost, then await the hour. فَأَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِي وَلَكُمْ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.